Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Guess what? We're back and the NBA is almost back too. We're getting little tastes. Well, at least we know what the opening night games look like, Christmas Day games. Looking at the schedule, we'll be discussing that. And, you know, the official Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosie's Top 5 Under 25 with host of the Chase Down Pod, Justin Rowan. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles
and Jack Got Mad Boosie's.
That was
a little hezzy, a little bronze style.
That was fantastic.
Hezzy.
I love that.
Yeah. And then went up with it. Anyway, yes, welcome to the show. We got Justin Rowan in the building, the man with the Cavs voice, the Chase Down.
The Cavs voice.
It's a very
Cleveland Cavaliers
voice.
Pod. Isn't that what's the subtitle of the Chase Down?
I don't think we have a subtitle. Oh, okay. I think it's
the voice of the Cavs.
Yeah.
As far as I know,
Cavs voice. Yes. Justin, you are, I think your handle is what, Cavs Canada?
That's correct.
And you are coming to us from Canada as well, correct?
That's correct. Winnipeg, Manitoba.
And you Winnipeg. Okay. Heard a lot of interesting stories about that place.
We'll talk about that off air.
yeah, for sure. I have a Canadian friend who all the good stories about Canada seem to take place in Winnipeg.
Oh, good. They were good stories.
Well,
I was
more
expecting
like,
it was bad. And I'm like, you know what? We don't need to expose a national audience. People already make fun of us enough. But I'm happy to hear that they're good stories.
Yeah. And so for you, you're a lifelong Cavs fan?
That's correct. A lifelong Cavs fan. Growing up, especially, a little less so now because Winnipeg has finally ended its championship curse. But just by the mention of a championship curse, I think you can see why there's some of the parallels between Winnipeg and Cleveland. Both cities with just very cursed sports history, very similar kind of fan mentality. Things always seem to go wrong. The city everyone kind of makes fun of that, you know, had a bright past and people make fun of its present. But both cities kind of on the come up. I like Carlos Boozer growing up and then obviously LeBron getting drafted. Yeah, we're going all the way back to Carlos Boozer.
Wow.
I was wondering because no, everybody has those weird like fandoms. Like when I was a kid, I loved Bill Cartwright because he shot weird and I shot weird. I loved Dave Winfield. He's still my all-time favorite Major League Baseball player. And looking back at his stats, he was not like, he struck out a lot, man. And I remember those strikeouts. But Carlos Boozer is so funny. That is not who I was gonna guess.
And it speaks to what high school basketball is in Canada, where I was trying to like find, you know, the big man with a bit of a jumper that I can model my game after, even though I'm only 6'2". So is Carlos Boozer, Rasheed Wallace was one of my favorite players growing up. I've got the Portland Sheed jersey in my closet, not too far away from me. But yeah, and then LeBron getting drafted there obviously helped kind of move the needle. I wanted a Central Division team to root for because, you know, you kind of had those same parallels. I was a Bears fan as well growing up, but I didn't want to go Chicago Bulls because that felt like, you know, bandwagon jumping. Let's go with the young up-and-coming guy in LeBron James. And after the decision, I wasn't sure which way the fandom was going to go, but I ended up doubling and tripling down on the Cavs. That's when I started blogging about the team and eventually podcasting, and here we are today. I'm a loyal Amazing. Guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love that. And how often do you get to go to Cleveland?
I went twice last year. I think I've been about six times overall. First time back in 2014. I actually got to see LeBron's last game in Cleveland as a member of Miami. That was my first game I ever watched in Cleveland live, okay. Which is kind of a cool experience. That was my recruiting trip to bring him back. Nice. But
congratulations. Job well done.
Yeah,
well
thank
done.
You. I deserve all the credit there. But yeah, I've been going couple times or at least once a year the past few years and have really, really enjoyed it. The city has become more and more enjoyable to go to, and I think it's an underrated gem for sure.
How does it, so would you like, are there similarities, like even when you're in, like coming from Winnipeg to Cleveland, you're like, I can feel the similarities, or do you like when after physically going there, you're like, okay, not quite the same vibe, but on paper it's feeling the same?
It's similar in like just being a really kind of friendly town, you know, like you go around, everyone's very sports focused. There's mm-hmm. very good food scene in both cities, bars with where everyone's kind of friendly and you can just have a good time. And those are kind of the main similarities and the things that I really value in a city. Yeah. But you know, that's part of coming from a city of like 800,000 instead of a 5 million person metropolis.
Right, where I'm like, someone's being friendly. What do they want from me?
Yeah, exactly. You know? You got to be suspicious.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. Wish I didn't have that guard up.
And now you guys got a squad. I mean, the Cleveland Cavaliers are an exciting, young, up and coming team with a great core in place. So that's got to be exciting, right?
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's nice to have something that's organic. And by the end of 2018, I was pretty ready to kind of move on from the LeBron experience because you're not just dealing with a LeBron team. You're also dealing with like the weight of the legacy and everything that's going on. And I got made fun of on the podcast at the time for being like, you know what? I'm kind of ready to move on. The cupboard's bare. There's not really a lot of moves left to be made to make this relevant. I'm interested in seeing if they can build something like a grit and grind type situation with the Cavs. And the fact that they managed to build something organic and you've got all these young players under 25 years old. I know we're discussing top players under 25.
Yeah.
Cavs mm-hmm. got a lot of them. They got a lot of really promising players.
I remember you said at the time, I've got my eye on this 12-year-old named Darius Garland and this 9-year-old named Evan Mobley. And man, you were really...
Me and LeBron were in the gym just watching it, you know?
It's binoculars. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Scotty Barnes too. We were watching him back then as well.
So, you know, considering that, you know, there's a little bit of added pressure now, expectations are rising. What do you see as like a realistic next step, or what do you see the next evolution being?
Yeah, I would say right now for the Cavs, this season is about finding out how much they can win now with what they have. Because you look at it last year, Garland, Allen, and Mobley only got 40 games together. And almost none after the trade or the All-Star break. And you look at that, at the All-Star break, they were half game out of the first one seed in the Eastern Conference. Obviously, weird things were happening with Brooklyn. Philly wasn't the unit that they are today. Boston's a lot better now. So I don't necessarily expect them to be at that kind of a height. But, you know, you have something that works with the core three. And it's almost like in poker where you feel like you have a good hand, you like the flop, and you have a lot of outs. They just need like one or two of Isaac Okoro, Colin Sexton, Caris LeVert, Lauri Markkanen, and Ochai Agbaji. You need like one or two of those guys to show that they can become part of the core.
Right.
And after you get a sense of how much you can win now with what you currently have, I think next offseason is where you start asking the tough questions of, okay, what kind of win now moves can we do? What type of consolidation moves can we do? The first round pick, the Indiana, is likely to convert at that point, so they'll have all their future picks. Do you do what the Atlanta Hawks did with DeJounte Murray, where you're leveraging all of your future first round picks to make that kind of consolidation move? So I think that's what we're going to see next offseason. But this year is once again kind of about that internal growth and seeing how much better this group can get.
Mm. You know, you brought up Colin Sexton, and you know, he was seeking an extension that would have been quite a fee. You know, I see like some fans being like, do we sit on this? Like you're saying, do we try and cash this in? Do we hope to see this thing develop? What's the sort of latest with that? And is there any interest? Because it seemed like interest dwindled a bit.
Yeah, I do think like you look at some of the teams that have been reported to have interest. I know Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com said Dallas was interested, but the Cavs have no interest in anything that they can offer in a sign and trade. And I think that's the same case for a few of the teams that have interest in Colin Sexton. So I think the thing right now to keep in mind that people forget, the Cavs don't want to start that repeater tax right now, right? Like you don't want to start that clock, because all of a sudden it becomes a bigger and bigger penalty and you're in kind of the Warrior shoes. And as much as I don't think they're going to be afraid to spend in the future, they're not a contender yet. Mm-hmm. And we're still talking about internal growth. So the offer that's out there right now, I know there's reporting saying that it's the most that can be offered between where the Cavs, like the room that they have until the luxury tax. Mm-hmm. But the thing to keep in mind there as well, Cavs have 15 players on their roster. Someone has to get moved. Even if Sexton's back on a qualifying offer, someone's going to have to be moved. So once that move occurs, I think you're going to then be looking at a situation where, okay, how much more room do we have between where we're at now and the luxury tax? And maybe there's going to be some flexibility. Maybe there's not. At this point, I think it's a realistic possibility that he's back on the qualifying offer. But it also wouldn't surprise me that if they make a move to clear up some space, let's find a multi-year deal, even if it's similar to like what Gary Trent Jr. signed with Toronto, where it's 2 years guaranteed and then a player option. So you still kind of had that bet on yourself angle. It wouldn't surprise me. And that would probably be my guess. But again, that's not based on any sourcing. That's just based on kind of the reports that are out there now.
The Colin Sexton thing, like Jabari was pointing out, so last year he only played 11 games due to injury. The year before, he averaged 24 points, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds in just his third season in the league. Like I that totally missed me.
Those are good numbers. And
those are crazy good numbers.
And I think the thing people forget as well is the Darius Garland leap we saw last year started the year before. I think it was about 15 games in April, he was averaging 22-7. And while he was doing that, Colin Sexton was putting up ridiculous numbers as well. Like the two of them were playing well off of one another, and Sexton was playing well off ball. I think there's always going to be concerns about having two guys that are 6'1", 6'2", kind of playing together. The only real situation that we've seen that work is Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet, both at 5'11", winning a championship. But even then, you had like Danny Green as an option. You had Kawhi, you had Marc Gasol, you had Ibaka, you had Siakam. You had so much length around them. So I think there's reason to believe that might work, because the Cavs aren't exactly short on length when it comes to the front court. But at the same time, you do have to kind of weigh all these situations. And if he wasn't coming off this meniscus injury, my feelings about the situation might be a little bit different, because even though guys do bounce back from that, you also do have situations like Lonzo Ball right now where, this should be good, but you know, issues come up again in the future and you have trouble getting healthy. And I think teams have to be careful, right? Like you want to think the best, and everything Kobe Altman and the team has said is, hey, Sexton started the turnaround of our culture. He's such a big part of what we do. We want him back. Darius Garland has said he wants him back. But you have to kind of advocate for your side. And I would expect, you know, like it doesn't seem contentious at this point. And maybe it's just a matter of waiting out to see if there's a possibility to clear up a roster space and clear some cap room, even if it's as a third team in like a Donovan Mitchell or Kevin Durant trade or something along those lines.
Right. The teams that are involved in those trades can do pretty well, even if they're not the recipient of Donovan Mitchell or Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I mean, we got Jared Allen as proof for that.
Yeah, you guys are kind of the best example of that.
Speaking of which, I mean, all the moves happening right now, or potential moves and talk of,
There are so, no moves, I feel like, but
I, well, I mean, there's a lot there's of ones talk, I'm baby. Sweating over. I'm like, Katie, you'll be on the Celtics. I don't want to hear that. But we did get, you know, we start the schedule came out and we see the opening night games, the Christmas Day games. And I wonder if there's anything to read into that. I mean, Jack, how are you feeling? Sixers, the Celtics opening night?
I mean, all right. So a lot of people are like, well, they split last year. But once the Celtics had it going, they beat the Sixers by, I think, 50, like in one of the last games. And right. that was like once Harden was on the team, I believe. It was not. I don't know.
Will you watch live is the question.
No. Of course not.
You're going to give yourself the DVR yeah, protection, yeah. protective exactly. cone.
That's right. Protective cone. But the Celtics are going to be really good again. I'll probably watch it live. I don't know. I don't have that much tied up in the Sixers anymore. So I'll probably watch it live.
And the first game of the season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If anything couldn't have too much weight unless it's setting you up energetically, emotionally, then maybe that's one thing. But it feels like you could get through it. Meanwhile, the Warriors going to be hosting the Lakers. So we will watch them get their fancy rings. I'm not mad at that at all. You know,
I'm interested to see how LeBron plays after looking at the Warriors receive their rings. That'll be fun because, you know, like even saw last year, right, where he turned it up for a game and beat the Warriors. And you know that he's still capable of those one night performances.
Yeah, that photo
56 in that game.
It's gross.
It's crazy.
I love those like ego response kind of performances. You're like, yes, that's what I love to see from these top athletes.
And you're not just here to make Space Jam movies. You still got some fire in you.
I wonder if like speaking of that, I wonder if he was sweating at Draymond's wedding because it was him, Draymond, and Steph all going like throwing fours up for their four rings. And I wonder if LeBron's like, that's right.
You We're are tied. Also
throwing four fingers up. But we'll see. Yeah, it'll be an interesting performance. I have a feeling the Warriors might prevail in that one.
Probably a safe bet.
Yeah. And then Christmas Day though, Bucks versus Celtics, Sixers versus Knicks, Suns versus Nuggets, Lakers, Mavs, Grizzlies, Warriors. An omission seems to be the Nets. Mm-hmm. We're not getting Nets basketball on Christmas Day. Now is that time to sound the conspiracy theory alarms and say, what do they know that we don't? Or it's just like,
I think like the NFL's playing on Christmas Day, right? So you have to kind of go with your known commodities. Like you need to make sure that, I mean, the one exception would be the Knicks, but the Knicks might have a better team than they do now, right? Like they've been in plenty of trade rumors as well. So I think it's just going with the known commodities because you don't know how it's going to go with the Brooklyn situation. So you want to put your best foot forward. You want to be competitive in the rating standpoint. And who knows? I mean, Boston plays on Christmas Day, so maybe Kevin Durant will be playing on Christmas Day.
Right, exactly. Like, wait.
Yeah, first I thought the Knicks were a typo. I thought that was supposed to be the Nets. I thought it was Sixers, Nets. They're always there. I was saying it's a little bit like the Lions on Thanksgiving Day, the Lions and the Cowboys. They're just always there. And I'm sure it's in Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, the Knicks always draw. MSG always shows up well on TV. Yeah. Like, and it's also like it's that nice kind of ease into the Christmas Day schedule too, right? Like you wake up, you're a little tired, maybe you had a few libations the night before. Oh, there's the Knicks playing in some game that doesn't have a lot of consequences. This lets me get my feet wet, and then I can watch these better matchups later in the day. Well, maybe you're still doing some prep for whatever meals you're having throughout the day. It's just a nice way to ease in.
Yeah.
This is the nap game. This is the game where you just snooze, doze off.
Which one are you looking forward to most of those Christmas Day matchups? Bucks, Celtics, Sixers, Knicks, Suns, Nuggets, Lakers, Grizzlies, Mavs, Warriors, Grizzlies, man. Warriors. I think I'm with you on
that. Because that got spicy in the postseason. We learned that the Warriors have a Tostitos bag worth of chips on their shoulders still, and the Grizzlies aren't backing down from anybody.
No, and just like that playoff series, the Grizzlies aren't going to be healthy for it. You know, the Warriors already are catching breaks and there's my bitter Cavs fan coming through, but Jaren Jackson Jr. likely won't be in that game. So maybe Brandon Clark will step it up and rep for up north.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
Still time. All right. Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Let's do it. All right, let's take a breather real quick. We'll be right back. Just 20-second timeout.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
And we're back. And yes, up top, we were talking about the Cavs having a pretty solid young core. And, you know, plus we're in that point of the summer where people are starting to put lists together and compile things to be like, hey, we can still talk. There's still some fun things to talk about. So we decided, hey, why don't we add to the mix and discuss the official Mad Boosties top five under 25. I know you came in with a list of your own, Justin, but just, you know, for the listeners, for this one, I think we're going to ask Justin for his top five players under 25. Now, you can decide, Justin, whether you want to make it solely based on who is popping right now, or whether you want to factor in, you know, someone's high ceiling potential, et cetera.
And we know you have that eye that you pick out, like, kids in middle school and stuff like that. Did you see the Bronny dunk? I have to mention the Bronny dunk.
Yeah.
That's probably the off-season basketball play that I've watched the most times in a 24-hour period. That was really... There's something about the physics of what he did there. For people who haven't seen it, it's like a little inside-out dribble, and then he is like sort of gliding by the basket and dunks it with...
Finishes like, right.
Yeah, with he's his going left, right, his right on the he's on the left side of the basket and then like ducks under the backboard. I don't know, it was kind of cool. Like it seems like he's operating with different laws of physics.
It's not just a clever name that he has.
it turns out.
Yeah, and the fun part about it too was I actually thought like he was moving kind of like slow in the open court. Like it was like, oh, like he's not, he doesn't really have that acceleration. I started off the clip being like, oh man, like we're doing this LeBron-y stuff because he's LeBron's kid, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden he just kind of takes off out of nowhere and just yams on the guy. And that was so much fun. That was really good. But for my top five under 25, I went with Where They're At Now.
Okay.
It's so hard because like situation can factor in. You're always doing a lot of projecting and stuff like that. Do you guys want me to like just launch into this or how do you want to do it?
Yeah, let's see. Start from the top. Yeah.
All right. So obviously I've got a very close focus on the Cavs. I watch them more than anyone else. I'm not going to sit here and act like I watch 82 games of every single team, but I do watch an unhealthy amount of NBA basketball. But when you guys asked me this, I thought, you know what? Even though I'm an eye test guy at my heart, real hooper in the blood, I'm going to look at some stats just to kind of get an idea. And I think EPM does a good job of kind of like capturing it. So I just looked at who they had as their top five under 25. And it was Tatum, Trey, Jared Allen, number three, which I thought was interesting. Luka, Garland, Desmond Bane, Ja, Jaren Jackson Jr. and LaMelo. I looked at that and I said, that's interesting. I love three Cavs in the top five, but I'm not that big of a homer. I'm not going to go that route. My top five under 25, I've got Luka number one, Jason Tatum number two, Trey Young number three, Ja number four, and Darius Garland number five. And my bias here is really about offensive engines. With the exception of Jason Tatum, all of these other guys make other players better on their teams at a very high level. You can basically have a functioning offense with those guys and very few options around them. I mean, Garland had awful spacing last year. Luka didn't have a lot of help. Trey Young has been making things work. And Ja is obviously, he's Ja. He's fantastic. So that is my top five.
So the Tatum shade is appreciated, and I love it.
Boston last year was as good as a team can be without a single point guard or a single person that can dribble. That was the apex. Right. They probably, if you play that series 100 times, they probably win like maybe like 40 to 50% of the time against the Warriors. But that is absolute apex. And I love the addition of adding Malcolm Brogdon because they needed someone that can set the table. But Tatum, as good as he is, he's not that guy. Like, that's not his particular strength.
The fact that he is still on under 20, like, it's so wild to me, man.
At 19, he's still doing this.
Like, he has been here for so long. Yeah. It really feels like the top four is kind of nailed on with Luka, Ja, Tatum, Trey are all, like, you know, that feels pretty easy. And then I didn't hear a lot of Maxi talk in your top five. And that is a mistake. You will live to regret. That's how I'm going to round out my top five with apologies to Anthony Edwards, who, if we were just going highest high point, like in the off season, like he really seemed to be rounding into something. So I have high hopes. I feel like I might regret putting him out of my top five by the middle of this season, but
yeah, right. I love Ant and Maxey's a good shout as well. Although, like, if we're comparing guards, I think Sexton and Maxey's probably more of a conversation. You know, those fast guards that don't play defense and don't really get a lot of guys involved, but you know, put up points in a fun way. I think the Cavs have their own Maxey and Sexton, but of course, that's just a little bit of shade. But Anthony Edwards is one of my favorite players in the league. I have him really high, but when you look at it, Garland averaged more points, more assists after the All-Star break, even with all the injuries, 25 and 10, an efficient 25 and 10. Like, he's doing like Steve Nash, Chris Paul in New Orleans type stuff. And for that reason, I give him a nod over some of these other guys, but it's unbelievable. Like, the list of snubs under 25 is extraordinary. I don't remember another time in league history where there's this many good players under 25. Like, we haven't even mentioned LaMelo, right? Like, right. There's Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Scottie Barnes. Like, Garland is on my list, and he's probably not even the best under 25 prospect on the Cavs. Like, that's a really, really exciting place to be if you're the NBA as a whole.
I mean, Zion. We haven't even mentioned Zion. Yeah, I know. But I mean, that's just injuries, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and obviously Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah,
I'm a bad Canadian for not mentioning Shea.
I know. I like, Justin, that you're using, you know, reason and statistics to bolster this argument. I just look at Anthony Edwards. I'm like, but what about his vibe score? His vibe stats.
The vibes
like,
to are me, too good.
It's what it is, too. Like, I think those four, those top four are nailed on. And then that fifth is like sort of like a Rorschach test of like, all right, what are you seeing there? I'm like, I love Dr. Mark Green from ER, Anthony Edwards. he will always be Dr. Mark Green. But speaking of international alliances, allegiances, this was kind of an interesting thing from StatMuse. They said, who wins this series? At one point, as hockey fans know, as a former hockey player myself, I know the NHL used to pit the international players versus North American players at its All-Star game. With the continued influx of international NBA players, would you be in favor of the NBA attempting that? And so the Team USA potentially look like Steph, Kawhi, LeBron, KD, Anthony Davis. And also Team International could be Luka, Andrew Wiggins, Giannis, Embiid, Jokic.
That's wild. I was trying to find a replacement for Wiggins and I couldn't, by the way.
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy.
Right. There's already three.
All
forward
Rudy Gobert. You know, I'm already biased at having 3 7-footers on the floor at all times. Let's just get weird with it. Lowry Markkanen. Put him out there. Let's do this.
Right now.
That team is so fun though. Luka, Wiggins, Giannis.
Yeah.
Embiid and Jokic.
Yeah. The who would win question is tough because it's like, okay, is this a 7-game series? If it's a one-off, the answer is either of those teams could win, right? Yeah. Like it's going to come down to like who executes, who makes the fewest mistakes and all that kind of stuff, which is kind of like where the NBA is at again. Like I really feel like it's going to be tough to see like a super team really emerge in the NBA right now, because even the super teams that form, they're like, we kind of view them as that because it's the familiar names. It's like these guys on their third contracts.
Right.
And back in the day, like Charles Barkley was 32 when he went to the Rockets. Like now that Charles Barkley, like with modern medicine and the way these guys age, would still be a hell of a player for a few more years. It's not a new trend. The new trend is guys being productive this late into their careers, whether it's Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, LeBron James. So like, all these teams are so loaded. I don't think you're ever going to see, or at least not in the next few years, unless there's like expansion or anything kind of crazy that changes the construction of the league. There's not going to be like a one-sided balance of power in the same way that we've seen in the past. It really is back to the point where it comes down to matchups and execution. And the best team might not always win, but it's whichever team is playing the best at that time and taking advantage of the scenario. So I think it would be the same thing with the Team USA versus the international squad.
It's also interesting that there's like a type of like a lot of the best point guards are coming out of the US. Like you got your Steph, your Ja, your, you know,
again, like, hating on Shea. Like we already like corrected that. And now you're running it back. Right. Back.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know who that is. But like, and then you've got the super skilled 7-footers coming from the international side. I feel like big men are, you know, when you're 6'4 in eighth grade in the U.S., they're like, all right, get down there and start doing the layup drills for the rest of
the life.
It's
funny. Like, I think the best American bigs right now are both on the Cavs, probably. Like, at least when you're talking about, like, under 25 talent, like Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. Like, Jared Allen is probably going to be the starting center for Team USA at some point in the future. And I think Evan Mobley is going to be right there in the mix.
Yeah, man,
it's
so fun.
What's funny is like I look at Team International, I'm like, in my mind I can picture all of them juggling a soccer ball too.
That's true.
Like every single one. And again, I think like to your point too, like I'll always say this, the guys coming from Europe, especially soccer is the biggest sport out there. Yeah. And so like they're like sort of athletically coming from a like quick passing movement sort of mentality of sport, and I see that all the time with like these players
find the passing lanes off ball, 100%
or just releasing it immediately, giving the defenders no chance. So okay, in a soccer game, Team International definitely wins. But any, I guess as a proposition, would we be interested in seeing something like this? I think I would if it reaches a critical mass. I think it's absolutely interesting to see how this stacks up, because I think it also helps us realize how much international talent is actually in the league as well.
Yeah. I mean, I hated it for the Rising Stars game because all of a sudden, like you had guys that really deserved to be in the Rising Stars game, not make it because an international player had to make it in. Right. That was the case for Darius Garland, as an example. He didn't make a Rising Stars game in either of his first 2 years. But obviously when you're talking about like the top level, you're not going to have that issue where you're kind of scraping the fringes and adding someone like Boban or whatever just to fill out a roster. So yeah. I think it'd be a lot of fun to see, like, even if you want to try something out like this at All-Star. But again, you're then kind of getting into the, okay, who deserves it more? Are you going to make half the All-Stars international or whatever the case may be? So maybe this is one of those kind of in or out of season tournaments that the NBA can try.
Yeah.
Right.
And then to give it stakes, like, you know, how the baseball gave their All-Star game stakes by making it worth like home field advantage of the World Series. Like, maybe we do like some trade embargoes or something like that with the international versus the U.S.
When or you get deported.
nuclear secrets.
Exactly.
To pull something from the headlines.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, let's take another break. We'll come back and we'll close it out as we always do with the rapid fire round of questioning.
No.
Whew. Buckle up after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
And we're back, and Justin, to close the show out, get ready, prepare yourself for the Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties rapid fire round of questions. Again, with this whole segment, it's rapid. It's as fast as possible. So just respond with the first answer that comes to mind reflexively. No thinking, no follow-ups. Just keep it super efficient. Okay.
I don't know what that last sound effect was that I was doing. I think I was trying to do like cool. a bullet, like kind of ricocheting around, but it just sounded...
Do it beep, boop.
Ooh. That's not really doing anything for me. I don't really know what that is.
You can workshop it. Look, no one said you had to be Michael Winslow from Police Academy on this podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, start the clock! Here we go. Question number one. Justin Rowan. All titles count exactly the same in the history books.
Oh, you're going to take the first one. Okay. That's cool.
All right, I mean, you can do it. Do you want to do it? We can do it. You want to draw straws?
Rock, paper, scissors?
We did rock, paper, scissors last time. We could draw straws. Okay.
Straws. Do you have a straw ready? And like, how are we going to judge the length of the straw?
I have two pens. And you tell me which one's longer.
Okay. Ooh, it's the one that's body is green. And Justin.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Those it's are shorter.
Exact... Oh, damn. All yep. right. You go.
I don't think those were lined up keep properly. The fuck going. I think you were right, Jack, but we'll let it slide.
That's
I
fine.
I would have guessed the same.
Thanks. That's fine. Well, here's a tough one for you, Justin. Here's a brain buster. All titles count exactly the same in the history books, but where does Cleveland's 2016 title rank for you in your all-time sports memories?
Ooh, number one.
Oh, okay. What?
Really?
2016?
Of all time?
Come on, man. What?
Just because it was an impossible task? I mean,
greatest title ever.
Huh. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
That might be my favorite sports memory. I mean, that's where I'm at.
It was pretty wild to see, that's for sure. I...
As a lifelong LeBron fan, who's dealt with so much hate for that guy. I other like dealt with it.
The others in my top three are like all CFL related too. So
like what?
And no one wants to hear about that.
When Dwayne The Rock Johnson was playing for the Argonauts?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
good time.
Calgary, Stampeders.
Oh, Stampede? Oh.
Yeah. Ricky Williams was Argos.
Great brass festival, the Calgary Stampede, oh. for people who are in brass bands like I was back. Anyway. Rapid fire, Justin.
Where does Cleveland hosting the All-Star game last year rank?
Honestly, very high. Like, I'd say top five for me because that's my first time and only time going to an All-Star weekend. So that was a lot of fun. Dennis Rodman bought me a shot. You know, it was a good time.
Wow.
Unrelated.
I'd ask more, but Justin, I got to ask you, man. We got to really keep it brief here because this is a rapid fire round of questioning. So
that's
sorry.
True, man.
Jack,
I thought you were going to be faster than this.
Yeah.
Question number two. Giannis was recently asked about the possibility of playing for the Bulls one day and gave an honest answer and essentially saying you just never know where life will take you. Could you see him playing for another team down the line?
Yes, but not Chicago.
Hmm.
Is it weird? So the context for this one, because I was like, yeah. Jabari, this question that you wrote doesn't really make sense to me. And the question was being asked by a local Chicago reporter. So I was like, why do the Bulls get to ask if he's going to play for them? Why not why not any other team?
Right. Well, let's find them some first round picks. Tampering. They're going down.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, I mean, I feel like definitely not the Bulls because they're a fellow Central Division team. You never trade your globe and generation defining talent to a fellow Central Division.
And if they were, it'd obviously be Cleveland because they can make 3 7-footers work. You know?
Justin, please stay focused. Here's the next question. What's a silly NBA rule you would introduce if you had the power? Anything. I'm talking anything.
You are not allowed to foul up three. You got to play it straight. I know it's smart, but if you do, it's an automatic forfeit.
Automatic forfeit. Wow,
I like that. Now, where
does
that
come from? Let them take that three.
And you watch a lot of basketball. You said an unhealthy amount. We can look at your posture to tell. Like myself, I'm just a very hunched over sports watcher. But like, what about that rule? Is there something that you've seen time and again that just really irks you? That's like, I wish I could make this a rule.
I think it just like it takes away from the fun of the game. Like you especially if you're down three. Like I know it benefits me sometimes when I'm up three, but you want to have that suspense. I want to see the best player on the other team or the best three-point shooter, whatever the case may be. I want to have the dialogue about, oh, LeBron passed into the corner to a wide-open Kyle Korver for that three. I want that instead of the free throw game because the free throw game is just not as entertaining. And at the end of the day, we like basketball because it's entertaining. I know we put so much stakes on all these results, but that's what drives me nuts.
Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate your opinion on that. I am a fan above all of free throws. That's kind of why I watch the game. So I would just ask that you not state it so, like, matter-of-factly. That's just your opinion, man. I love free throws. As a Sixers fan, that is what I'm in it.
Justin, I'm sorry. I got to cut you off, man. You got to keep the answers short. Okay? This is a rapid-fire round of questioning.
All right. Which team is poised to take a leap in the way teams like Atlanta the year before, Memphis last year, even Cleveland last year have done in the past couple seasons?
Cleveland again, run it back. 50 wins this year. Let's do this.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay.
I like that. That's a reasonable answer. Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go. Rapid fire. Justin, Embiid or Jokic?
Jokic.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Elo or Harper, who should have guarded Jordan for that last shot?
Harper.
Miles or Jack?
Miles.
Wow. I like that answer. All right. That was great, man. One of the best guests we've had.
I've got one way hate for Philly. I know Philly never thinks about Cleveland, but I've got hate for the Sixers. You know what? Even with Jared Allen being out those two games, they still needed last 2 minute breaks to win those games against the Cavs. And you know what? I don't need it to be reciprocated in any way. You don't have to ever think about me, but I'm up at night. You're rent free in my head. I hate the Sixers.
I love that. You don't have to think about me at all. Don't pay me any mind, but I am upset of you. Dustin, man, thank you so much for coming on. Miles and Jack got mad, Boosie.
Whatever.
Really fun time. Where can people find you and follow you and listen to you?
You can find the Chasetown podcast wherever you guys got this podcast. You can also find us on the Cavs YouTube channel. You can find me on Twitter at CavsAnada. Just slap the Cavs in Canada and you'll find me there. I apologize for everything you see after you found that, but you know, that's where you can find me.
You know, buyer beware. Well, you heard it there at CavsAnada. It's not just a clever name. He's living the life. Again, Justin, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Miles Jack. I'm at Boosties. Please make sure you subscribe, leave a review wherever you can do that. Apple Podcast. Because we really appreciate it, listeners. And we'll see you next time. Because there's always a next time. Bye.
Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.